Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Daily. And we have some news lined up for you today. This is Brandon, co-host of the Sub 60 Music Show, and I'll be bringing you your news. Marvel Comics is doing everything they can to slow down Fox Entertainment. The Flash television series is set to bring a bug-eyed baddie. Powerful female Asgardian warrior set to return to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was aired late night, but the Wheel of Time pilot has had people talking all day ever since. And finally, some news on casting for the upcoming X-Men movies. It could be funny, fiery, freaky, or fantastic, as long as it's fiction. You're listening to Supafy 64.
Experience Opie the Possum, a tale of discovery as Opie travels through history, reliving actual events. Kids can find great entertainment and educational material all in one great series by author Jamie Long. Stop by TatePublishing.com and learn more about Opie the Possum today.
If you hadn't heard yet, Marvel Comics is apparently not a big fan of 20th Century Fox. According to Collider.com, Fox owns the screen rights to X-Men and the Fantastic Four, and Marvel has retaliated by undermining those properties. Marvel Comics writer Chris Claremont has said, "Marvel has forbidden the creation of new X-Men characters because those characters could then be used by Fox. In addition, Marvel is setting up to cancel the Fantastic Four comic prior to the release of the next movie." So in a sad recap, we're going to see no new X-Men, no more comics from the Fantastic Four, and no collectible toys or merch from these movies either. I can respect that Marvel is really standing up for what they believe in, and I don't want Fox to gain a bunch of profits really either. But for now, it's really just the fans who I think are missing out here. Hopefully we can figure something out in the near future and get back to, you know, more comics, more characters. I think that's really what we want. Yes. According to ScreenCrush.com, Emily Kinney has been cast as a reincarnation of the Bug-Eyed Bandit, coming soon in the CW's Flash television series. She'll be playing Bree Larvin, a narcissistic tech wizard wreaking havoc in Central City. Now, there are no statements confirming anything yet, but Larvin has traditionally been one of the Atoms' major villains. So hopefully this casting is alluding to a bigger superhero-filled future. Adding the Atom would make everything a little better, especially with the Arrow heading to the Flash series this season as well. I think the CW is really doing a great job setting up for lots of crossover potential and hero collaborations. It's awesome to see a television series really doing well with comic book adaptations, especially in a way that's allowing for this whole universe to be created. The more that we can see different things coming together, different shows, you know, "Oh, I love that show. Yeah, but did you see what happened when they came together? Whoa, mind blown." We need more of that. Yeah, we need more of that. TV Insider has reported that the Asgardian warrior Sif will be returning to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The series is set to return Tuesday, March 3rd, and Sif will be back in the second episode. This time, though, after a super showdown with an enemy who is still confidential, Sif is found with no short-term memory, and it's up to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to help her figure out what she's on Earth to do in the first place. Don't worry, though. You know, she still knows who she is. But there's a lot of other people, you know, kind of big people like Thor, that she can't seem to remember. So that's kind of major. I'm just really excited to continue to see visitors to the Earth in this series, and how much that can continue to expand the show and the Marvel Universe. While Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a television series, it's done a wonderful job bridging the gaps between movies and keeping the Marvel Universe moving and fun. Way to go, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Love that show. For all the Wheel of Time series fans out there, you may have heard there was a late-night airing of a pilot episode for a potential television series recently. The show was called Winter Dragon and took place within the prologue of the first book to try and set things up and start off the series. It was aired super late on FXX, but didn't have any connection to the network. IO9 reported that this late-night airing was due to some deadline issues for Red Eagle Entertainment. They were trying to make sure they were keeping the rights to the series. A later update revealed that the Bandersnatch Group had no prior knowledge of this airing, and sadly at this time, the series will probably be going nowhere. They would like to see a larger company take on the project in the future, and at this moment, you can still watch the pilot episode on YouTube. We'll be sure to keep you updated on any information regarding this series in the future. If it's done right, the series could have some major potential. There's a lot of material to go off of, a very complex story, and lots of great character development. Hopefully we'll hear more on this in the future. See what happens. Our final story today takes place in the X-Men universe. Screen adaptation, that is, I think I should say that at this point. JoeBlow.com reported that Patrick Stewart, aka Professor X, will be appearing in the next solo Wolverine movie, and Ian McKellen, aka Magneto, will be appearing in X-Men Apocalypse. With Apocalypse being set in the 1980s, we're not sure at this time how McKellen's Magneto will be involved, but his portrayal of Magneto is amazing. It's perfect Magneto, so I'm just excited regardless. Professor X will also be teaming up with Weapon X in the next Wolverine movie. You're gonna have a lot of X's in that movie, that's alright. As an X-Men fan, I'm hoping that they don't try and bring Weapon X in the same way they did the first time. I still have flashbacks to the whole Deadpool situation. Nightmares, haunting, you know. No matter what though, the X-Men movie franchise still looks good, and we'll be eagerly awaiting the first release in 2016. If anything comes up in the meantime, we'll be sure to keep you posted, so tune in to hear more on this topic.
Musicians, bands, and solo artists, submit your music right now to FuegoBeats.com and get your music heard around the world. FuegoBeats.com promotes, advertises, and showcases musicians from every genre, including rock, hip-hop, and much more. Log on to www.FuegoBeats.com and submit your music, and let's bring real music back to the forefront together. Thank you, and stay connected.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of The Daily Podcast. We're happy to announce that we are officially back up on iTunes, so you can catch The Daily there and take it with you wherever you want to go. If you want to hear more about a topic we've brought up on the show, or would like to get involved, feel free to message us. You can email us at supify64live.com, or we invite you to join us on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. If you haven't seen the website yet, check it out at supify64.com for lots of great updates and information. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Daily. Thank you again for listening, and keep fiction alive.